This image of mine is another one that is indelibly stamped with time and place for me and circumstance. Little was normal last year, but I was determined to escape for an hour or two. We were nearing the end of our second lockdown, and we did at least this time know, because we'd been given a date. That was a few days away. But this was the morning of my birthday, and I hadn't really been out very much with my camera at all last year, and a walk with camera didn't seem too much to ask for. The morning was damp and misty, and as always, I went down to the river. I was looking perhaps for just a little escapism. Words played through my head in terms of the mist I could see and what we were all missing and had missed. The fact that we were locked down and part of the land I was traversing was fenced in. It seemed a narrative to my mourning. There's a tree by the river, an alder, with one of its main stems horizontal. There's a nice little colony of ferns on that, and I've often looked at them thinking there's an image to be made there, somewhere. On this particular morning, there were small webs laid which were glistening with dew, and that became my focus. Although in this image, the webs aren't evident. I was looking primarily at the beech leaves that had gathered, and then the ferns themselves. I shot it at maximum aperture, so pretty much everything is thrown out of focus. I was also working at about 2 metres high. I didn't have a tripod with me and it was too high anyway, so possibly there might be a little bit of camera movement. It's amazing after a while just how heavy your camera seems to be. From camera, the image itself is very green, and I put a cream tone on it in processing. It seemed to me just a much more satisfactory visual arrangement without the colour. So when I look at this, although it started off being about the spider's webs, there's no trap laid here, but I did just like the arrangement, the sweeping motion of the leaves and the stems. It makes me think I could be lying on a forest floor instead of looking at a mini world 2 metres above the ground. That made me think perhaps it's where the river spirits live, the Ondine. So one of my titles is Ondine. The second one, being a little bit more playful and light-hearted, reflects the toning. So the second suggestion is Polypody and Cream.